Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
You can't picture this, maybe you can, but you can't see it, but you know I'll have to just use that big brain thing that you've got in your head, the biggest muscle, or the most important muscle you might have in your body. It is the brain, the head thing that actually does all the thinking. And just remember one thing, that little switch over there has to be on. If it's not on, then there's no show recorded, and that would make for a very, very sad zombie, and we can't have that. How's it going, Jazzy?
Don't turn that switch off.
Oh, no.
Don't do it. Don't touch it.
Don't touch the switch. I got my guard ducks on it.
As long as you have the ducks. I'm fresh out of ducks.
Fresh out of ducks?
Where did all my ducks go?
I ate them.
Why did you eat my ducks? I needed those ducks.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No. No, 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 no. You got new ducks coming in. You got new ducks coming in.
And what's to say you're not going to eat my new ducks?
Then you'll get new more ducks.
You just have to stop eating my ducks.
Hey.
Plain and simple, stop eating my
duck. I like duck. Goes good with the rabbits.
No.
Yes, rabbit and duck. You know, none of this turducken crap. Because I'm sorry, but mixing and matching fowl is just fowl. Ducks, rabbit, and beef. And maybe a smidge of pork, like with bacon. Because bacon goes good with everything. And fries.
No.
No. That's my Krusty the Clown imitation, sort of, not quite. But hey, close enough. Close enough to put a dot on the card. You're so over the fries? Well, just so you know, the fries are so over you.
Good. They better be sick of me cooking them.
I didn't say sick of you. I said over you. Don't look up now. Wah, 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 wah.
No. Not looking up.
Because you know what's going to be up there, right? It's going to be fries.
No. No more fries.
Why?
Please.
Fries are the guys. Fries are great.
No.
You gotta have really good fries, though.
No.
Yes.
Although, okay, I do make the best fries in the world.
Uh-huh. Good luck with that little bit of, what was the word I wanted? Oh, hubris.
If you say so.
Oh, I hit you with a word you didn't know. Did I? Because you know what this show is all about? It's about learning people stuff.
Beef words.
It's about learning stuff for people. You know, I think we're going to start a section of the show every once in a while, randomly throw out a big word and say, BAM! It's a big word. Although hubris is not actually a big word, it's just a fancy word.
Yeah, whatever.
It means pride before God. To basically give it a little bit of a special spin. Whee! So, you make the best fries in the world.
That's just what I've been told by my coworkers.
At the Mick place that we can't actually say the full name of because they're not an actual sponsor here, so therefore we don't get any money out of them, so we can't actually say their full name, right?
Yeah, good luck with that.
See, that's why I keep saying with the parts about the whole keeping it real, yo, in my fake ghetto voice, as it were, sort of, kind of, maybe not. Bing! So you make the best fries in the world, huh?
That's what I've been told.
Salted or not salted?
However you want them. Do you want them salted? I'll salt them. Do you not want them salted? I won't salt them. Do you want them lightly salted? I'll just throw them where we put the salted fries, and I'll toss them around a little bit, and won't add any extra salt to it.
But I like salt on my fries. I want salt on me fries, lads.
Okay, so then I will dump them I will salt them. I will toss them around a little bit, and then I'll box them for you, and they'll be perfect.
Okay.
I think he's gone crazy, people.
No. Me? Nah. Yes. Couldn't be. What would I do? Do you know what I would do? Do you know what? I've been finding
here,
the
lot. Have a cookie.
I have one right there. Thanks. I'm not sharing, though. Those are my cookies. Those are for the mid show.
You don't share very well.
I share lots of things.
No,
I share my teeth in people's heads.
Eat my dog.
You weren't doing anything with them.
Yes. How do you know I wasn't doing anything?
They were just sitting around.
You have guard ducks. What do your guard ducks do? Just sit around?
My guard ducks are dead. And
yeah,
they do a little bit more than just sit around. They kind of stumble and crawl and get kind of ooky and icky and creepy, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love the names in our chat room. They're just so fun. But I think you made me lose my sight of my thread of topic there. Way to go, J to the Z to the E. Y. Eh. Ish. Yeah.
There's no E in my name.
There is when you say Jazzy. Jazzy.
No. No. Still don't spell it with an E. No E.
But you could. So just as a little bit of a reminder to people, Cafe 2 is where you're going to hear us. Cafe is broke. Broken. It got broken-educated.
Oh. Why are you saying this? They're not going to hear it.
That's because it's ironic and it's funny and amusing when
no,
I say
Hellion.
It. Because
no.
It'll be on the replay. Skippity-doo-da, skippity-day, my oh my, what the hell? Okay, we're going to go straight into this week's movies. Are you ready? Did you watch any movies this week?
I am currently watching with the volume off.
So no.
Riddick.
The Chronicles of Riddick.
Let me see which one. Oh.
Because the new
Pitch
Riddick
Black.
Movies... Pitch Black, okay. That's an awesome movie.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
I actually really, really enjoyed Pitch Black. Now, that movie was good because at that time Vin Diesel was nobody knows who he is. He's just running around killing people. It's like, awesome.
I love him.
I don't know about loving
him. He's the only guy... I guess I shouldn't say that because I haven't really met many guys with no hair, but he's the only guy that I love with no hair. Like,
you just never met Telly Savalas then.
Nope.
He's Kojak. Who loved you, baby? That's Kojak. Telly Savalas. It's always had the lollipop. Hey, babe, who loves you? Telly does. I never got into him too much, but it was the popular thing in the day back then, there, whatever. So, watching Pitch Black, do they get to the scene where the monsters all kill everybody and go, ah?
I'm kind of lost on where it is because I did a lot of running around at the beginning of it.
Oh.
Like, to find stuff to wear for tomorrow.
Fudge bolognese.
The special thing tomorrow.
Fudge bolognese.
And now I have the sound off, so I really don't know what's going on.
Well, that's important to stay focused on what's important right now, which is the show.
Right? That's why I'm not really sure on where in the movie I'm at.
Okay, good. So, I'm going to go on to the movies I watched then. Because you didn't watch any movies this weekend. Neener, neener, neener. Okay, so I watched 3 movies this weekend. Because Monday was a holiday, so I watched one then, too. Ooh. 2 of these movies, I would suspect that all of you people in the chat room are going to, and anybody listening, are going to have heard of. The third movie, I don't think any of you are going to have heard of it, but y'all have to watch it. So, the first movie is The Wolverine.
Want to see it.
overall analysis of the movie, without giving away any plot points or spoilers, is it was okay.
Wait, the new Wolverine or the old Wolverine?
The new Wolverine. The Wolverine.
Okay.
It was okay. On the strength and the good sides of the movie, it's very strong on story. Like, they have a very good, solid plot that they're working with in the movie. The downsides are, well, it really didn't fit what I would be thinking of for the Wolverine movie and his visit to Japan, because it comes across more as, well, he was there during the war and nothing, but all the stuff that we remember in the comic books about Wolverine in Japan, well, that all happened like now, as opposed to back in the 1800s or 1700s or whenever the hell it was that Wolverine was there. So, you know, it's kind of a disconnect there. But the movie as an overall thing, except for a couple of very strong scenes, it was very slow. Which, good for storyline, good for plot, good for character development and everything like that. You actually see movement of people going through this movie and say, hey, they... And the one girl's kind of a little wooden, but I really won't mind too much on that. It's just, the overall thing was like, man, it was okay. That's it. It really didn't sparkle me much. My pants didn't all go, ooh, sparkles.
Wait, ZZ likes sparkles?
No, ZZ hates sparkles.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought y'all made fun of me for liking the sparkled guy.
Well, yes, we do make fun of you on that too. But we won't hold it against you too much.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, so next movie. Are you ready for this? Down, 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 down.
I'm ready.
R.I.P.D.
How was that? Was it good?
It was okay. I went in expecting...
Just okay?
I went in expecting an inferior product. And I was pleasantly surprised to see, oh, I enjoyed this. It was fun. It was irreverent. I was not a big fan of Jeff Bridges in the movie for most of the movie until towards three-quarters the way in. The first three-quarters of the movie for him was like, really? You're really making him very stereotypically one-dimensional here. He's like, I don't know if I really like him right now. What's his nut? Who's the main guy? Blonde guy? Bubbly face? Boobly face? Whatever his name is. Ryan Reynolds? That one. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, sure, that guy.
He seems kind of one-dimensional as well for a while, and then, oh, hey, that sparked up a good. And I liked the story. Now, I'd read the comic book before, so I knew what the storyline was going to be, basically.
Okay.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. I gotta hold on for a second, and maybe I'm gonna be hearing some bad things soon.
Uh-oh. We don't want to hear bad things. Bad things aren't good.
Okay. Everything seems to be fine for now.
We're all good?
We're all good here. We don't know about the other side of the world. The other side of the world might have issues. I don't know. However, we continue on with the show. So R.I.P.D. has some great graphics, looks good, it's a fun movie. A little on the predictable side, but hey, you know what, it's not one of those kinds of movies, it's a popcorn movie. This is not a deep, intense philosophical discussion on how, oh, hey, where do babies come from? No, that's not going to be what you get in that movie. What you're going to get in that movie is... What?
There's movies on where babies come from?
Sure. Have you not seen the movie The World According to Garp?
No.
You might watch that movie. It's funny. Robin Williams is in that one. And he talks about the world from his birth to his death.
Uh-huh.
Interesting little movie. Messed up. Kind of, wow, out there, but still fun. Intelligent fun, too. Not like, oh, poke, 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 stupid, stupid fun. Intelligent fun. Fun that actually has some kind of definition that says, oh, geez, that was funny, actually. Yes. So? If I go silent, that means I'm listening for something.
Okay. You have me scared when you go silent and you're saying so.
You'll just have to continue talking on then without me.
Is it a spider?
No. That I would just actually make funny squiggly noises and go and get stuff and say, hey, kill it.
Can we hear you make these funny squiggly noises?
Nope, not really.
Those don't sound like funny squiggly noises.
That's why I said nope, not really. I was trying, but it wouldn't work. See? That's how it happens. I can't make funny giggly giggly noises when I'm in, like, listening. It's like, you know the scene in Mystery Men? Have you seen the movie Mystery Men?
Maybe.
Jazzy has not seen the movie The Mystery Men. Oh my god. Well, the one young feller has a very special superpower. He can only be invisible when nobody's looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
It's very special. He saved the day at one part of the movie. So it was a very important part. The apocalypse has begun. We just haven't let you people all know about it yet. Jimmy in the chat room is somebody I have met a couple times. Oh, wait, a few times. I know him. So I'm saying hi to Jimmy in the chat room. This is what we call a shout-out. Yo, and we've got Helly
and... Can I shout-out to him, even though I don't know him?
Sure.
Hey, Jimmy.
That's how it works. And we got Renee.
Awesome.
We got Renee from Renee Live. We've got Pookie Face.
Hey, Pookie Face.
We've got, I don't know how to spell, Jipperoo? Yeah, let's call it Jipperoo. Oh, is that like a pokeroo? Yeah. I don't know. But he's in the chat room, or she, whatever the case may be. And then we've got 00 Pie. That's funny, actually. We're missing Jack. Jack doesn't seem... Wait a second. I've just noticed something. When Jack's
in
the chat
Matthew.
Room...
Jack's not in the chat room and Matthew's not in the chat room, are they? In Cafe 1?
Or Arklitch. No, Cafe 1 and Cafe 2. The chat room is still the same. It's just that the audio stream is different.
This is true.
So when Jack is here, Hellion is not here. But when Hellion is here, look. No Jack. I think they're Batman.
I think you're right.
I think so. I'm going with that theory. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And see, Renee said hi, Jazzy. You didn't say hi back.
Hi, Renee.
There we go. Now the world is circular and the good things go again. So, now those two movies are the movies that everybody should have heard about in one form or another.
Honestly, both of them.
And they're both worthwhile watching movies. I mean, they're fun movies to watch. I'm going to basically say on my level of categorizing and rating, I do have a rating system, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a very simplified rating system. When it comes out on DVD, will I rush out to get it right away on Blu-ray or DVD or wait till it comes down in price or not get it at all? It's a 5-stage rating system.
Mm-hmm.
So Wolverine and RIPD are, I would get them on Blu-ray once they've come down on price.
Ah.
So I won't rush out to get it as soon as it comes out. I will not just get it on DVD, but I will get it on Blu-ray. Just have to wait until it comes down on price. See? I got a system. I think-a-macate stuff. I'll even learn-a-macate people stuff. Yes, you got to have a system. Now, the third movie is the one that I'm probably going to talk the most about tonight. Because I howled and laughed my fucking ass off. Oops, sorry, F-bomb. Sorry, my bad. I busted a gut with figurative expressions of extreme howling and other words. Yes, that's what I say. This movie is called Grabbers.
Never heard of it.
I would be surprised if you did. Have you heard of the movie Tremors? I've spoken about it before.
Yes, I don't like Tremors.
Have you heard of the movie Critters?
You've talked about it before, and if it's anything like Tremors, I probably won't like it.
And have you seen A Perfect Storm?
Yeah.
And have you seen...
Well, okay, wait a minute. But have I seen Perfect Storm? Does cracking up watching my mother and my aunt freak out at everyone getting hurt in the movie count?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Because I don't really remember the movie.
Okay. So here's the basic premise of this movie. I have to give it to foreign groups and companies and people and production houses and whatever that make horror movies. Because, and I'm sorry, America, this is really going to sound bad for you, but America puts out a lot of crappy horror movies. Mm-hmm. Foreign countries seem to be putting out a lot of, oh, that's an interesting, that's dag nabbit, that's intelligently, smartly, well done, written, and acted. So the premise of this movie is, the monsters has come to the island, and the only way to save everybody is for everybody to get pissed drunk.
Okay.
This is an Irish movie. There's a lot of drinking in this movie.
I really like it.
This movie is... Oh, you're Irish?
I am.
Really? Well, then you should watch this movie, because this is fun. The characters in this movie, it's only a handful of people live on this island. It's the island of Arran, which is really, it's a beautiful island from the scenery and the movie and everything. But it's like maybe there's 100 people that live on the island or something like that. And the community that it's all about is like maybe 20, 30 people. So you got these two cops. One's just transferred in for a two-week period while the chief officer of the law is going away on vacation. The other guy is he's a alcoholic who doesn't want to get off and do anything because, well, quite frankly, nothing actually ever really happens on this island now, does it? Ooh, what a surprise setting for a horror movie, huh? Color me surprised.
Wait, the setting is an island that nobody can get off of?
Well, you can get off of it. You go on a boat. No, there's no problems that happen.
Nobody ever gets off of it.
Oh no, people get off the island all the time.
Oh.
It's one of these quaint fishing community type things where there's only like a couple of families that live there, a few people who come in and out fishing, people who fish up and down the coast, and they have their lives. They do their thing. They have go through meaningful interactions with all the other people and whatever. But basically speaking, it's like small town. And nothing happens, you know? Every day is the same. They go out fishing. They come back with catch. They go food. They go cook. They go drinking. They go out and start it all over again tomorrow. And it's always the same, right? It's a perfect setting for a horror movie.
Okay.
So every horror movie that's really done well starts off with the, oh yeah, beautiful place. Nothing ever bad goes happen. Let's mess that stuff up. So,
but why mess up happy?
Because
they're
happy. That's what horror's all about, right?
But they're so happy.
It's the scary stuff.
I like happy stuff, though.
Yeah, but you see, happy's boring.
Ugh, if you say so.
Have you seen some of those happy movies? They're boring. People get to their place
where
they're happy,
and
then they're done. And then
but
what?
They're cute and funny.
There's no explosions. There's no knifings. There's no gunshots.
You don't always need explosions.
Oh, hell yeah, I do.
If you say so.
If there's no explosion in the movie, then the movie's no good.
So since there was no explosion in Happy Feet, you think Happy Feet wasn't good?
There were some explosions in Happy Feet.
There were?
Yeah.
Mm.
When they jumped in the water, there was an explosion of water.
Okay.
See? Oh, and by the way, you may not have known it, but about 30 of the penguins afterwards were all shot and skinned. And fed to
Why
the gorilla.
Why did you have to tell me that? Now I'm going to go in a corner and cry. Because somebody shot and skinned the penguins.
And fed them to the gorilla in the corner.
Mm. No! Yep, First, my bubble.
Yes, that's what I do, because you know what? What's inside the bubble is important. It's called brains. Taste. Renee, by the way, said I could have her kids' brains.
What?
Yeah, she said...
Renee said
I could have her kids' brains.
Why would you give him your kids' brains, Renee?
That's what I was kind of like, something... Wait a sec. I thought she liked her kids. Hmm. Oh, well.
Hmm.
But, back to grabbers. So, the reason why grabbers comes up... And it was immediately, as soon as I saw the name, I was like, this is going to be a crappy ripoff of Tremors, because they had the Graboids was part of the movie in Tremors. That's what the one guy was trying to call the creatures. Oh, the Graboids! Ah! Oh, by the way, that guy, the Chinese guy in that movie in Tremors, is in R.I.P.D. That's funny. Okay. What Renee said. I have to get past their smells first.
I believe it.
Alrighty. I actually do have a problem with that. I have a very sensitive sense of smell. But that's okay. When it's cooked on the food, on the fire, it's all good. In my belly. Happy. But grabbers, back to the movie. Yes, let's stay focused, Jazzy. Quit derailing the conversation, okay?
Hey, like, I didn't
seriously.
Derail it that time. Come on.
Yeah.
Grabbers. Back to grabbers.
Back to grabbers.
Come on, let's go.
So, I would be willing to bet that the guys who watched this movie, the guys that made this movie had seen and were well influenced by Tremors. Because that very same scene where the one Chinese guy is trying to say, "Oh, we call them Graboids," there's another Irish guy in this movie saying, "They're grabbers." No, we're not calling them grabbers. That's a horrible name. That's terrible. It's indicative of nothing. Blah, 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 blah. No, okay, later on. Okay, great. I'm going to give up on calling them anything else. They're grabbers. That's what they call them. Yep, they're grabbers. So, throughout the whole movie, you don't know what the monsters look like. And I thought they were going to go the same route as with Dog Soldiers, where you don't actually see the monsters until much, much, much later, towards the end of the movie. And I thought that was very effective, because that's scary. You don't know what the monster does, what they do, how they do it, how they look, what they're going to, what kind of clothes they wear, or whatever. But then all of a sudden you see the hand come out and rip the throat out. That was cool in Dog Soldiers. And for a good portion, probably about the first half of this movie, it's the same thing. You got character building, you got people, you got, oh, wow, look, they interact, they do stuff, things, and whatever. And then, zoom! Then you start seeing the after effects of the monster killing things. Yeah, it was cool. Then, you see the monster. It's so cool! Do you know what a squid is, Jazzy? How it's all tentacles and stuff.
Yeah.
And a big mouth in the middle.
A funny looking head.
Yeah. So the main monster in this movie. Oh, hell, I'm going to spoil alert this one, because I don't think anybody here is going to see it. Are you okay with that, chat room? Come on, I'll give you a couple of beats to catch up. Beat 1, 2, 3. Beat 1, 2, 3. Beat. Beat the beat, beer, beer, beat, burr, 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 bean, the beer, the bird, and then bird, and burn, burning. See, Jimmy's got on. Yeah, what the hell, I'm gonna spoiler alert this one. So, the monster basically looks like a messed up squid version slash Cthulhu slash demon from hell. And it's really, really well done CG wise. I was impressed as all hell. It's all tentacles. And it's got this little body mass thing that's just huge mouth. And when it attacks, it just goes... And it sucks all the blood out. Cookie break! Haha! Jimmy's probably planning on watching the movie later, so that's cool. But it's all tentacles. And it just rolls around on all tentacles like a wheel. And it was really cool. I'm going to highly recommend this movie for anybody who loves horror movies in any shape, way, or form. If you can watch this movie, do so. It came out this year. I think it came out in North America this year in July. I believe that's what I read. really cool, awesome, well done movie. You may have to get past a little bit of the language because it is going to be heavily Irish accented, which I don't believe I can really pull off properly right now. But just to give you an idea, yes, the accents are heavy. But
okay.
A very good movie. I recommend it for everyone. Now, on that note, Cookie break is over now. Did Jazzy come back with us? Did she get lost?
Sorry, I had like my microphone muted double time so that you couldn't hear me nom-nom-nomming.
Nom-nom-nomming. Oh, look, there's a contest that I could play to get in to win tickets to see the advanced screening of Riddick. Ooh, I'll have to enter that contest. How do I enter that contest? Oh, I gotta go and do things to enter that contest. I'll have to get back to that because that requires thinking and I can't do that. Oh, wait, yes, I can. Oh, Jimmy thought you were making fries for everyone.
Sorry, the puppies ate them all.
Puppies?
Yeah, you got puppies? You barking earlier?
You've got puppies?
I do!
Puppies taste great, you know.
You are not eating my puppies.
they have more fiber per square inch.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah,
no,
they do.
You're not eating my puppies. And I have one that's wagging her tail against my chair because she wants attention. You little attention whore. Yeah.
Hey, I think it wants attention.
Yeah. Now she's licking.
I'm not going to go anymore. La, 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 la.
My arm, silly.
But Jimmy says he won't bring his puppies over to see me.
Yeah, I won't bring my puppies to see ZZ either. Oh, now the other one's here.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's why you got doors for, right?
What?
You can close them so they don't come in and bug you.
I'm considering I'm kind of in the main room.
You're in the main room making all that noise making fries? Holy jeez, what does everybody else there say?
Nobody else here except for me and the puppies.
I get
me
it.
Me and the puppies.
I get it.
I'm all by myself. Okay,
can't help you with that. Hey, wait, you sang.
Wait, what? I sang? Oh, God, no.
And I've got it on tape, yo. I'm going to cut it, clip it, and put it in a video. And
I post sang it. One other time for you guys.
Yeah, after we twisted your arm and said, do it, 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 do it.
Yeah.
That required a lot of motivation there, young lady.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but I'm very shy.
No, really?
And I get stage fright.
Why, you're not on stage?
But it's kind of the same thing.
Not even close. Nobody can hear you or see you. You're all alone.
Oh, no one can hear me?
No, nobody can hear you. Hey, there's Matthew.
Matthew! He came!
No, Jimmy, don't say that.
What?
It's okay, don't worry about it. You're all alone. Nobody else can hear you.
So
trust me.
Since nobody can hear me, I can just go out to the bar and celebrate the fact that I'm going to have a great day tomorrow.
Yeah, in about 24 minutes, you can do that.
But you said nobody can hear me.
You're right.
So that means I can just go, because nobody can hear me anyway.
Nuh-uh.
Right? I don't know. ZZ, you're saying nobody can hear me.
Nobody can hear you. You're all alone now.
And Randy saw a window sticker that reminded him of you.
I know. He may even have seen the thing I posted earlier, the thing I put on my truck. Which is, you know how they say, baby on board?
Uh-huh.
I hate those things. Because all it means is, you're teasing me with food!
See, Jimmy can't even hear me. He's saying, where did Jazzy go? So, I mean, I guess I might as well just go.
No, you don't want to go, but then you would miss being company with me right now.
Okay, and hearing, I guess I'll stay.
And hearing our quick exploration of what comics came out today.
Ooh, what came out today?
All kinds of things came for me today. We got issue number 36 of Chew, my ongoing favorite comic book that's out right now. It's an independent comic book put out by Image, but done by John Layman and Rob Gigliori. I could never pronounce that guy's name. He's Rob. That's him. That's the one about the detective who, when he eats things, can see what happened to them. Him to fund a good. Cool dude. And then, everybody who knows me should know, I love Army of Darkness. And I also love a series called Hack Slash. When you put the two of them together, what do you get? Double the fun!
A hacking, slashing Army of Darkness?
Yeah! With four different covers.
Uh-oh.
Yes, that means I get all four. Same comic, but all four different covers. Next one up, Satellite Sam. It's always got a very sexy cover, black and white interior, and very simple story, but it's a murder mystery. Nothing more than just a regular, good old-fashioned murder mystery. That is issue number 3 that came out this week. Oh, and then back to more girls on front or on top, either way. Grim Fairy Tales, Wonderland, sorry. Down the Robot Rabbit Hole. That's okay, I laughed when I thought about it too. That's why I said it, because I thought it was amusing. So this is about Alice in Wonderland in a messed up Wonderland. Whee! Issue number 4, all 3 covers, because you know what? I messed up like that. And then, the most recent Marvel Mega Universe crossover collapse. Everything is going crossing over and doing everything all over the place, from this part of the world to that part of the world, to the big guys and the heroes and the little guys and the villains, and it's like all together in the one series. Infinity, Part 2. That's galactic stuff. I like the galactic stuff. Yeah. And then, we've got Ferrest. Issue number 19 now. They've been still going strong. So the Ferrest series is usually focused about the women in fairy tales, but this one now has, what the hell is his name again? Prince Charming, as well. And there's wolves and ravens and dogs that talk.
Dogs talk?
Yeah. Well, maybe they're wolves, but that's okay. That's cool, too. And then, Deadpool Kills Deadpool.
What?
Yes. Issue number 3.
Deadpool kills himself?
Well, he doesn't kill himself. He kills all the variations of himself. Mm. Across the multiverse. Because, you know, he's what we call a messed up individual. You understand? Messed up. So, we picked up 3 also of the DC 52 of the villains. So we got Justice League's Darkseid. We've got Batman Detective's Poison Ivy. And then we've got Batman Dark Knight Ventriloquist. These are really cool covers because they're like these foil hologram aluminum type things, and they're neat. But that's also DC's version of a crossover collapse continuum thingy where every issue this month is going to have villains in it. Wait, every issue always has villains, but the villains are the focus of the story this time. Blah, blah, blah. Did you get that blah, blah, blah?
No, can you repeat it?
Blah, 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 blah. Next up, DC Universe versus Masters of the Universe. Just when you thought they couldn't get crossovers any more cornier, now they do. He-Man, She-Ra, Ram-Man, Beast-Man, against Superman, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, Batman, and Cyborg. What the what? I had to say what the what on that, because that was like a what the what moment. And then I'm looking forward to reading this one, but I don't know what it's going to be like yet. The interior artwork is, it's a mix of artists. Okay, cool. It's called Batman Black and White. So there's been a series of statues put out for the last little while, which is called, oddly enough, Black and White, which is based on a number of different artists who have done Batman over the years. And it's each artist tends to bring a different sort of style to the comic, the narrative, the story, the artwork, and everything else. And a lot of these different artists, like Ken Kelly, Greg Capullo, a variety of other guys who've done awesome artwork on the stuff, they get signature poses that their character, when they're doing it in the series, it's like, oh yeah, that's Ken Kelly's Batman. You can tell that by the pose. He's sitting there and it looks all rough and mean and everything like that. So this comic book series is based on that type of artwork, which I think is cool. I'm looking forward to reading that. And then, as I mentioned, it's Villains Month this month at DC. So the first issue of a series, short series, called Forever Evil. It's all about the bad guys. And another good series that's shaping up, issue number 3 of Dexter. I love the cover. Dexter's just mowing the lawn. And what's coming out the mower?
Brains.
No. But close. Knowing my penchant for Japanese horror movies?
Guts.
Buckets of blood.
Ooh.
Then we have Emmy Com Girls, which is a okay, DC, let's try and anime, Japanese anime it all up for the DC universe and make all the heroes females, bodacious females with big bazooms and skin-tight outfits and showing lots of skin parts. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's mindless, but it's fun. Superior Spider-Man, issue number 17. I can't believe that it's still gone up that high. I thought for sure it would have died by now. I'm not really sure where it's going to go, but it's going wherever it's going to go, and it's going to keep doing whatever it's going to keep doing. Yeah, lots of good blood splatter. Whee! And that is comics for this week. Bum, bum, bum.
Yay!
So, Jazzy, I'm going to put you on the spot today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What kind of new, neat, interesting thing would you like to talk about for a couple of minutes? And don't say fries.
That isn't new or neat. Fries are old news. Ugh.
Don't eat the old fries. They taste terrible.
They're nasty and, like, they're not crispy and they're floppy.
I ain't saying nothing more about that, because that just sounds wrong. So, let's move that along, because I was trying to throw you a horror bone there, but I guess not. So.
Well, you want to know what's new and interesting?
And neat and nifty.
I started school this week.
Yay! Art school again?
Yes. And I'm taking another photography class.
Ooh, picture making.
This time, instead of black and white, my world's going to be in color.
Oh my god, no, not color.
Color.
Seriously? Color?
Yes.
What the hell?
Doing color photography.
It's been around for a little while, right?
Well, yeah, but okay. All my other photography classes have been in black and white.
What, were they too cheap to get you better cameras?
No.
That was me being facetious. Come on. I like being facetious.
We have to provide our own cameras.
Well, you got an iPhone, right?
You can't use an iPhone for this class.
Oh. What did they do? Expect you to go and get a Nikon or something?
Yeah.
Gadzooks, do you know how much those things cost?
Well, for the film, I already had a Nikon. And I already have a Canon for the digital.
Little Miss Moneybags here.
I'm going to be working in all digital this semester.
Okay. Well, then I hope you have fun doing that.
I'm super excited.
Super.
No, I can't wait to start taking pictures.
No glitter, no sparkles. Please, do not be one of those people that makes their pictures online that have all the little glitter rainbow things that go on along the side there. It's like,
ew, no. But there might be glitter inside the picture, like, not me adding extra glitter. I'm going to call this little sparkle twinkle here glitter.
Okay.
No.
Here we go. Spot quiz for everybody in the chat as well. Okay. Are you listening, everybody? This is a spot quiz question. If you had a unicorn, what would you name him or her? Most likely him. But name.
Sparkles!
You're disqualified. Okay, rest of the chat room, come on, pipe up. Let me hear some good names.
Why am I disqualified?
You called it Sparkles.
So, that's a great unicorn name.
No.
Yes.
Okay, at least Jimmy's in the right game face. Sparkles.
Okay, Horning would be the next name, but come on, Sparkles.
Mystic at least works for Renee. Jipperoo has Alpo. See, I could get behind an Alpo. I'll wait till a few other people pipe up before I suggest what mine was. But, speaking of unicorns, Jazzy, you have to watch the movie Cabin in the Woods.
Oh?
Yes, there's a unicorn in the movie. And I'm not joshing either. There is a unicorn in the movie.
Well, there's a unicorn in Harry Potter.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
Where the hell was the unicorn in Harry Potter?
The first Harry Potter.
Oh, right. I don't want to tell you what they did to the unicorn after that.
They killed it.
Yeah, it's where my name for unicorn came from.
Oh, what's your name for a unicorn?
Okay, nobody else is throwing any up, so I'm going to tell you all my name for a unicorn. And by the way, I saw this a post on somebody else on Facebook. I said, yes, Thor's Cabin in the Woods, Jimmy. That is correct. That's why you should also watch it, because everybody likes that Thor guy. My name for a unicorn? Lunch.
Easy.
Yummy in my tummy. Yummy
no.
in my tummy.
No.
Yummy. Yummy, 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 yummy in my tummy, 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 yummy, 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 gummy, 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 gummy.
The unicorn's blood is silver and sparkly.
Did you know that unicorns originally were very violent, nasty beasts that would actually, the horn was actually used for goring people and cutting them up into pieces?
If you say so.
Yep. And did you know that in the movie Legend is the only movie that I actually liked the application and use of what they used unicorns for?
What did they use unicorns for?
It was the pretty side. The unicorns are the source of magic and everything else like that. Pure innocence and all that stuff. The unicorns were not killed up or anything else like that. But the movie Legend, if you haven't seen it, you have to watch it because it's awesome. It's got Tim Curry in it. It's darkness. There can be no light without the dark. It's a very cool movie. It's from the 80s, too.
I'm from the 80s.
I have the action figure. It sits right up there on the top of my shelf. Yep, I can see him right there. I want the statue. I had the statue at one point. I don't know why I don't still have it. It really pisses me off. Yep, Jimmy says it right. 1985. Ooh, crap.
Why don't you get the statue again?
Because it was limited. I did a stupid thing and I let it get sold. It was a very bad, stupid thing of me. I thought it was going to be there again the next day, next weekend. Oh well, sucks to be me sometimes. And then sometimes, it's great to be me because I'm zombie. So. Oh hell no, are you kidding me? The prices for those stupid things on there? Shipping on there? Pfft, no. I don't do eBay. eBay is not my cup of tea. So, I want to talk more about Grabbers. I love that movie. It's hilarious. It's the only movie I've ever come across where the objective is to get drunk. Yeah.
That's a great objective.
It's like the whole movie, the solution to the movie is, okay, everybody, in order to survive, we need to get drunk. All right, everybody into it. Arr! It was awesome. Awesome. Okay, fine. Nobody else is getting the awesome on that. I'm telling y'all, got to watch it. I'm gonna share the... they have a Facebook page, too, by the way. Go there. Like it. I liked it yesterday.
For real?
Yeah, they have a Facebook page. Every movie nowadays, in order to get any kind of advertising out and some feet on the ground movement buzz, it's got a Facebook page. I mean, look at Maria Olson. All of her movies, all the other people we've had as guests on the various other shows here who have movies or whatever, there's always a Facebook page for each movie. You gotta have that.
This is true.
You gotta have the Facebook page. And then when you get into the past movies, everybody's a fan. It's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, I'm a fan of this movie called Legend. I gotta put up a page for it. And there's like a bunch of those too. Just as an FYI. But we are rounding the tail end of the show. Holy crap, that's almost another hour of my life gone on this show.
Stop eating the shows.
I'm not eating the shows, I'm eating time.
Okay, stop eating time. Where did the time go?
I'm guessing you've also not seen the movie The Langoliers.
No.
Stephen King movie.
And my puppy sneezed at that.
Gesundheit. Stephen King short story or whatever, converted to a miniseries movie type thing, made for TV.
Nope.
Whole group of people strapped in a plane get stuck. It's like, what the hell? There's no... The lands in the airport. What the hell? There's nothing moving on. Nothing going on. Things are stuck in time. And then these monster things just show up and start eating the space. They eat time. They eat the bits between time. Like time, things that get lost. Great movie.
That's not cool.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a really cool concept. So...
No.
What do we got on after Rot?
Free pie.
No, it's free candy.
Say what?
I'm joking. It's free pie. Remember the one week ago, Lara, I was confusing the two?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That was silly.
I know.
Silly ZZ.
That's me. So we got free pie with Paige Shannon guest appearing today. I know EW is all very excited to have her on the show because she has some really good musical talents. Strange. Very young girl. Cool music. And then after free pie?
I want candy.
Yes, I always want candy. And apparently Joan has... I'm going to butcher the name, so I'll make the best shot at it. Ed Sheeran of a band, by the sounds of it, says Kazoshe. I don't know what they are, but they're Canadian, so it sounds fun. Yeah. And the other thing I'd like to mention, because we've got Nina in the chat room as well, that there's a whole slew of new shows on the TMV Cafe. Nina has her show, which name of it is actually escaping me, so I'm hoping she's going to hear this and pipe up well before I get finished my thought, or else Jazzy will remember the name of it. Renee Live! Sorry, Wait. Not Nina, Renee. Why did I confuse them? They were
I don't know. I was sitting there going, yeah,
they were
Nina's
astrally confusing me. She
but
sent.
We do have Renee Live.
We have Renee
She's
Live.
In the chat room.
She's in the chat room. And Ray's a nice person. Everybody should listen to her show, too. That's me doing shout outs again.
And, you confused 00, too.
That's okay. I confuse 00 a lot. Brains? Cookies. Brains?
It's fun to confuse
cookies.
Them.
Brains? Cookies. So just so everybody understands, when I say I want cookies, what does that really mean?
That you're not going to eat my brains if I give you a cookie.
Yeah. That's definitely a part of the translation. And what 00 just said, that's definitely not part of the translation. And Jimmy knows what kind of
you
cookies
want
I like.
Mustard?
No peanut butter. Peanut butter evil.
You want
mustard evil. No, I don't want no mustard. If anybody puts any mustard anywhere near me, I will get violent. I will actually get violent around that stuff. And I mean not violent in the good ways, like, oh, you poked him in the face. Oh, that's funny. No, I will get, like, stabby cutty violent.
As Jimmy said, bad mustard.
Exactly. Bad mustard. And we all know what that's a reference to, I hope. Because you're in my show. Bad mustard is a story I wrote for who's afraid, well, what scares the boogeyman? Bad mustard. Bad mustard. That's me lame giggling too. You know what I really want to watch? I want to watch
Hellion.
Another horror movie.
Oh.
Yeah, I was ignoring what he said.
Oh.
So I have a couple of other movies to be watching soon. I'm looking forward to some more. Oh, yeah. Ooh, what movies do I have coming up? I have these movies coming up. I haven't watched these yet, but I picked them up cheap. Blood and Chocolate, I have seen before, is an awesome movie. It's a vampire movie, but it's in a donut shop. Oh no, it's in a chocolate factory. Dino Shark, Dino Croc versus Super Gator, The Mangler 2, Bug, Smoke and Aces 2, I've seen it before, but I'm going to watch it again, The Golden Compass, Galaxina, and The Crater Lake Monster. These are all up in the soon-to-be-watched-and-reviewed category. Ooh, and apparently Ooh Bowl, did a zombie movie called Zombie Massacre. I'm going to be watching that one soon, too. Yeah. Fun times.
I believe it's pie time, though.
Yes. So, in a minute it is, but we'll go with that anyways, because it is that time. So, I just want to thank everybody in the chat room for coming along playing with us and having fun. And look, we got lots of people in the chat room today. It's like, ooh, cool, giggly face. Jazzy, as always, a pleasure, a slice, and a pet load of fun, too.
And no more french fries.
Yay.
Yay, no more french fries.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.